Welcome to another edition of Between the Covers, a literature quickie on your community radio station. This is your host, Tofu Dave. And today I have with me Julian David Stone, the author and photographer of a really exciting new book, No Cameras Allowed, My Career as an Outlaw Rock and Roll Photographer. Julian David Stone, are you there?
I'm here. Great to be talking with you.
Well, welcome. This book really has a wonderful look to it. You took photos, I guess it was in the early to mid-80s, mostly on the West Coast of a lot of really well-known rock and roll bands. You want to give us the intro to how this all came about?
Sure. So back in the early 80s, I was a teenager who dreamed of being a rock star and very quickly figured out I wasn't going to have a career doing music. So at the same time, I was doing photography and I decided I would start photographing concerts. Mm-hmm. Well, what I discovered was you can't just walk into the shows with your equipment. So from the outset, I started smuggling my equipment in and ended up becoming just completely addicted to it and shot basically 10,000 images over a period of about 5 years.
Wow. And so that's the outlaw part. And it sounds a lot like people who do underground taping of concerts, right? Which is also a sort of often forbidden activity at many rock and roll concerts.
Definitely. Yeah, you could definitely make a parallel, especially back then when, you know, it was much more difficult to both record and to photograph a concert. Today, you know, everybody mm-hmm. has an iPhone. But back then, I was smuggling in all this 35-millimeter equipment. And like those people, wow. At least I did it because I had a real passion for the music and I loved it.
Mm-hmm. And did you form any alliances or friendships with people who were doing audio taping?
No, that's an interesting question. I didn't. You know, I think when you're kind of doing this kind of thing, you're sort of more consumed with just making sure you don't get caught. You know, I do remember being at shows and seeing people recording concerts, sort of you could tell as you're going through the crowd, like, oh, he's got some microphones, that kind of thing. But my time was definitely spent trying to keep from getting caught and you know, getting all this equipment into the shows.
Julian David Stone, your book, No Cameras Allowed, My Career as an Outlaw Rock and Roll Photographer. This brings to mind, to follow on this theme we were discussing, you have some great images in your book of Jerry Garcia. And the mm-hmm. Grateful Dead have been known, of course, all over the country for decades as actually encouraging tapers, which is very interesting. They've always been very welcoming of people taping at their concerts, as far as I'm aware. Did that carry over in your day doing this to photography, or was that also something that was a bit of a gray area, even for the Dead?
You know, I don't remember specifically. I did shoot the Dead, as you mentioned, and they are in the book. I was sort of, you know, I was so used to smuggling stuff in. When I saw the Dead shows that are in the book, I went ahead and just did what I normally did, which was, you know, get the equipment in on the slide. But the Dead uh-huh. do figure into my story because I became, towards the end of this, a big Deadhead. And it was one of the reasons that my career sort of stopped doing the rock and roll photography, because I started wanting to just see more Dead concerts and having fun and dancing. And right. photography became a little less of an imperative at that point.
My other favorite images in your book, personally, were, I think you have some of Chuck Berry, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yes.
Very up close and personal. I mean, I really feel him in those photos.
Yeah, seeing Chuck Berry was incredible. This was in the mid-80s, and it was amazing because so many other performers from his time had sort of tried to sort of modernize and, you know, mostly with kind of embarrassing results. And I saw Chuck at a county fair, and it was just him on, you know, on a stage that didn't even have a back. And, you know, back then he used to just pick up a band. He would just travel around and he would pick up three guys in every right. city. and play, and it was just phenomenal. And I am very proud of those pictures. They are among my favorites in the book.
Yeah, you should be. It comes through. And on the other end of the performance spectrum, I have to say, you've got some incredible photos of Prince flying through the air in his sequined suit. And it's like, oh my gosh, how did you even capture him in this pose where he seems to be 10 feet off the ground with his legs spread out wide? And it's wow.
Yeah, you know, the Prince, when I took the pictures of Prince, that was the closest to Beatlemania that I experienced in my lifetime. I had just started college by this point, and I can remember walking through the dorm of the school and just hearing the Purple Rain album, you know, in room after room after room. And so when he came to town, I made really damn sure I was going to, you know, get as much equipment in and photograph this amazing show. And yeah, they're some of my favorite pictures. And one of the things I just want to say, all the photos in the book have never been seen before. These are all unseen images, including quite a few of Prince at the height of his career on the Purple Rain tour.
Well, I think all of that gives some flavor both of your personality, which does come through in your photos, and some of what you did. Again, Julian David Stone, your book is No Cameras Allowed, My Career as an Outlaw Rock and Roll Photographer, 1981 to 1987. Mr. Stone is no longer an outlaw, but his book is available on Amazon and also at his website, JulianDavidStone.com. Mr. Stone, thank you so much for being with us and sharing your story today.
My pleasure. Great to be talking with you.
Again, this has been another episode of Between the Covers, a literature quickie with your host, Tofu Dave Bellin, here at WCOM Chapel Hill and Carborough. Thank you for listening. Okay, Julian, that wraps it.
Great. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, and I really did enjoy those photos, and I wish you a lot of luck with this book. You got a great publicist. Aaron is a great person to be working with, so you picked right there also.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's going very well. I'm very, very happy with the reception that the book's gotten thus far.
Great. Okay, good luck to you.